There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
They travel at speeds pushing 200 miles per hour. The very best drivers in the world, putting their lives on the line every week. It's time to get the lowdown on this week's contenders, plus a look at the key driver matchups. Right now, on Gone Racing.
Welcome into another edition of Gone Racing. Jeff Motley alongside Brendan Gaughan. We're back in the studio.
Both of us.
Yeah, Brendan, you weren't even here last week. I was remote.
I was trying to get back. I promise.
A big thank you to Wes Reynolds for setting in and subbing in last week. Brendan, before we start talking about wrapping up last week in Atlanta and getting into this weekend's race at New Hampshire, big news breaking this week.
Was there news?
Some big news in the driver. A couple of Xfinity Series guys, Austin Cindric and Harrison Burton, was announced they are moving to the Cup Series.
Well, we knew Austin, remember, was moving.
We thought he was going to the 21. But he's going to go to the 2 and replace Brad Keselowski. Yep. Harrison Burton's going to the 21 to replace Matt DiBenedetto.
That was a shock.
That's a little bit of a surprise. Now, we know that Keselowski has not announced his plans, although it's been very rumored he's going to be going to Roush Fenway with the part ownership. I said it hadn't been announced.
Really?
Like, we know where he's going. But Matt DiBenedetto, now that's a whole different situation.
I really thought that with the 2 team opening up, that they would move Cindric to the 2. I think we all agreed that we thought Cindric was coming to the 2. But I was really surprised when they did get rid of Matty D and they picked up Harrison Burton. Now, here's what's funny. I'm listening to NASCAR radio, and fans, I love you fans. The fans are the greatest people alive. And they're criticizing Ford and these manufacturers for not having a, you know, Toyotas, they've got a young stable of drivers that they can fill in anytime their development program is working. Ford needs to work on a development program. I can't remember how many times in the last 25 years I remember people saying that a certain manufacturer didn't have a development program. They don't need one.
Exactly.
You steal it from the other one.
Right. Joey Logano didn't come up through Ford. Brad Keselowski didn't come up through Ford. If you'll remember, you remember the first guy Ford tried to have as a development driver? They didn't even get him in a cup car. Jeff Gordon.
No, that's right.
Ford development driver. And the guy ends up in a Chevrolet when he makes his cup debut driving for Rick Hendrick.
No, I mean, and you go through the years of all the guys that were supposed to be somewhere else and didn't go, look, the problem that Toyota has as a manufacturer is they only have 5 race cars. Gibbs, 23X1.
And the 23, right.
So you got 5 cars. They've got a great – now they have tons of trucks. They've got tons of Xfinity cars.
Not only do they have 5 cars, but tell me where you see an opening coming. So, look, Denny's going to retire soon and be an owner.
Martin Truex and Denny are the two that are within, I'd say, the next 2 to 3
and
years.
And Denny may start a second team with Jordan. We know that could happen.
So
I don't know if it's going to happen next year.
So there's 6. But there's not a lot of room at the end for Toyota guys. So you got to go somewhere.
Eric Jones found out.
And Eric Jones. And
Christopher Bell may find out if he doesn't win more races.
Exactly. So it's shocking to me that Harrison went, that Penske and Woods Brothers went the Harrison Burton route. That kind of caught me a surprise. But the Brad Keselowski news and the Austin Cindric, we all knew that was happening. I mean, okay, that, you know, shocker there. I think Matt will end up somewhere. I really do.
Do you think it'll be in the Cup Series?
Yes, I do.
And I think it's going to be interesting to see with the new car next year, who's applying for charters. You know, who? Look, there's still that second ride that's going to be available at Trackhouse. Whether Kurt gets it, whether Chastain gets it, or whether they go to somebody else completely different. I mean, it's certainly a little bit of it's going to be how much you want to pay.
Well,
and who can bring sponsorship?
How much sponsorship is going to be there? I mean, that's one thing. And the other deal is, you know, which driver fits the mold that Justin Marks wants to put in there. You know what I mean?
Right. And by the way, you mentioned the Toyota development thing, and you talked about how many seats there are out there. Well, there's one guy who's not in Cup that is going to be in a Cup car within the next 2 years, so somebody's going to have to go. And that's Ty Gibbs.
Oh, whoa.
Don't think Ty Gibbs is going to be in a Cup car in the next 2 years.
This might be the first kid I ever looked at that said, forget going to the other series. Put him in a Cup car.
He's like, it's almost like LeBron James coming out of high school.
My goodness, man. I don't know. Look, everybody used to call Joey Logano sliced bread. Randy LaJoy gave him that name.
Yeah.
And Logano came out and had a lot of pizzazz, and Elliott came out with a lot of pizzazz.
Martin was like the first guy to see Joey Logano.
And everybody said, oh, this kid's going to be great. And Joey's won a championship, and Joey is a great, but it
took him a while.
It took him longer than he expected. And really, he's just a great race car driver. He hasn't been this.
Well, he got fired by Gibbs.
But, oh my goodness, Ty Gibbs.
Yeah. And his last name's Gibbs, by the way.
Well, but forget the last name.
Well, I know, but he's very talented.
Unbelievable, the talent that kid has. I don't know where it came from. It definitely wasn't from his daddy. Sorry, Coy. Love you.
All right, Jeff Motley, Brendan Gaughan here on Gaughan Racing, and we've kind of talked about the news of the day, the news of the week, some of the driver changes, but it's time to start talking a little bit about Atlanta. Our buddy Kurt Busch gets his first win of the year. Now, Kurt, he was the best car all day.
Kurt was strong, unexpectedly strong.
Although I told you on air, he told me a few hours before the race, he thought, yeah, we run well in these mile and a half.
When I drove for Penske in the Kodak car, he used to tell people I was going to be good too. I mean,
I was sitting there thinking, well, this is just a driver that's trying to tell himself he's going to be good today.
Strong all day. Jeff, we've had 21 races this year. I'd be willing to bet we've had 16, maybe 14 of the 21 double digit winners. This is a 30-1 shot.
30-1 to win the race. He was plus 750 for a top three, plus 355 in Group C, which we'll talk about the groups in a minute. He was the only non-favorite to win a group. And, you know, we've been betting these Hendrick and Gibbs cars all year from a team standpoint. Chip Ganassi Racing was 20-1 to take the checkered flag.
Yeah, I mean, that was I love watching Kurt and Kyle race each other. Kurt actually put out a stat in the victory lane that I thought was really cool. I think they're two wins behind the Allison boys.
Bobby and Donnie.
Of being the most successful brother duo.
Where both brothers have won.
Yes.
We don't get the Richard and Maurice Petty do not count.
Well, Lee was father, Dale Sr. and Dale Jr. But this was, you have Terry and Bobby Labonte. You have Michael and Daryl Waltrip.
But it's like the old joke of which brothers hit the most home runs in Major League Baseball. It was Henry and Tommy Aaron.
Yeah.
Tommy hit 755. Yeah.
but this isn't like that. This is, that was the Waltrip brothers. This is these two guys, both champions in the sport, both coming up to do this thing. They race each other hard. And Kyle really seems to hate it when Big Brother beats him.
And now they're
2-2 head-to-head,
by the way. 2-2 head-to-head, and Kurt is now 0-2 on getting a ride home after beating his brother.
Did he leave him again?
He left him again. Yeah. Well, Kurt knew he was going to leave him.
Come on, Kyle.
I think Kyle had dinner plans or something.
Hang out for your brother.
No, it was funny, though. Kyle did post a video of Brexton really upset about finishing second, and he said a chip off the old block.
Yeah, I saw that video.
I mean, I think Kyle, once he kind of calms down,
he was all right.
Like he came by victory lane, and they asked Kurt, well, how was he? He goes, oh, he was typical grumpy Kyle.
Yeah, he was Kyle. That's right.
Yeah, but that's all right. But let's talk real quick about the end of that race, the last 25 laps of that race. There was a little bit of controversy about Ross Chastain. You and I are on the same page on this, but I'll let you, former driver, talk about it.
Look, here's the thing. There's a lot. The sport has definitely evolved from the day that we had to earn respect from each other. And we're going to talk. I'm in the media now. I'm not a driver anymore. And anybody that knows anything about me knows there's not much love lost between me and a Ross Chastain. So you can sit here and say, oh, here goes Brendan. He's going to unload on Ross because he doesn't like him. Ross, in my opinion, he did not block. He did not do anything wrong in this case. Now, he could have done more to get out of the way.
But keep in mind, he was on the lead lap with still 25 laps to go in the race.
And he doesn't need to just get out of the way. Now, I always had a rule. I did not want to have the pick set on me. I didn't want to be the guy about to go a lap down, not my day. You know, I'm fighting for the lead lap. I get it, but there's 5 laps are left to go.
Yeah, you know 25 laps.
25 laps, a lot of
laps. You can make up some spots.
But I still, like, I always didn't want to be the guy that, hey, they set a pick on me and somebody said, get out of the way. I didn't want that. So I worked on not being in the way. This is your teammate. This is still fighting to be on the lead lap. And your teammate has said, I want the bottom. Now, I've had leaders say they want the bottom, the top, whatever. If I like the guy, I'll give him where he wants. If I don't like the guy, I don't care what you want. I'm riding where I'm happy. But his teammate says, I want the bottom. He didn't block Kyle. He didn't move in front of him and do a bunch of dodging and weaving. He stayed in the high groove. Was he up at the wall? No. He split the third seam. But he stayed in the high groove. It didn't block Kyle. Kyle just didn't go to the bottom.
Kyle couldn't run the bottom. He was not very good at the bottom.
So that's not Ross's fault that he can't run the bottom. He stayed up top. They go side by side. He stays at the very top in 1 and 2. Both drivers pass him on the bottom. They both clear him on the bottom. He doesn't try to stick his nose there and stay in Kyle, where blocks Kyle from the wall, and that's a block. He let him go. And then he did the teammate thing. He pulled down and pushed his teammate, which I did that for Austin. I've done that for Ty. I've done that for Rusty Wallace, for Ryan. We all do that. So I didn't have a problem with it. There was no controversy to me.
I agree. He did nothing wrong.
No.
So, all right, let's look at the rest of the Atlanta results. Kyle Busch came in at plus 200 for a top three. Martin Truex Jr. was plus 250 for a top three. No big surprises there other than Truex had to start at the rear of the field because he failed inspection twice. Not really
Shocker
big surprises
again.
Through the top 10. Alex Bowman getting a fourth. Highest finishing Hendrick car. Maybe that's the surprise thing that Hendrick didn't have a top three. First weekend that Hendrick hasn't produced
top three
a win
in a long time. 8 weeks. But you know,
even a win because at Pocono, they won one of the two at Pocono.
Once again, Tyler Reddick, we've been talking about him. Money is going to start coming in on Tyler Reddick. He's getting there. C-Bell, another good run. And a guy that we talked about lost his ride, Matty D with a top 10.
Yeah, and DeBenedetto, he's posted a video. He said, you know, that team is really, they've gotten better the last few weeks than they really have. I mean, they led a bunch of laps at Road America, had a good run at Atlanta. So I think that team, look, they've got to win to get in the playoffs. I think we know that. But I think that team has certainly shown some improvement. And we'll look at the group matchups from last week. And we mentioned this earlier.
Chuck.
The favorites won in every single group except for Kurt Busch in Group C. Kyle Busch taking Group A with his second place finish, a plus 260. Martin Truex Jr. passed Alex Bowman on the last lap to win Group B.
A
bad beat for you and I in our picks this past week because we had Alex Bowman at the plus 350. We talked about Group C there. Kurt Busch, big number there, that plus 355, which we talked about earlier. Group D, Tyler Reddick, who he just seems to be undergrouped every week, I think. He's a perennial top 10 finisher
right now.
He
is chipping away right now. I mean, he is starting to make that team look good. And I see him in group C's and D's a lot more often now than I do E's and F's.
Absolutely. In group E, Matt DiBenedetto, who's probably been the most consistent guy in that group E, he was co-favorite with Bubba Wallace, came in there plus 240 with it. And a guy who's been running better every week, Chase Briscoe. This was 2 weeks in a row that Briscoe's had decent runs. He was one of the co-favorites in Group F, coming in at a plus 225.
Now, finished 15 to win Group F.
But that's why it's Group F.
Yeah.
But my point is, he was finishing outside the top 20 almost every week, and now he's had a couple of back-to-back decent runs for him.
Yep.
So, Brendan, we now have 5 races remaining. Now this week we go to New Hampshire. And then we're going to take our 2-week Olympic break before we come back. And by the way, run 4 races that are going to be 2 road courses and a super speed.
Look at that schedule right there, though. How cool is this? First, you got the Olympics. I love the Olympics. But you go New Hampshire, which is a fun race. Watkins Glen, iconic road course. Indianapolis Motor Speedway, debut road course. Then back to the Michigan, the 2-mile monster that is Michigan. And then, your favorite word,
the
crapshoot.
Daytona.
Right at Daytona to go into the playoffs.
So, was Karina going to set an over-under on crapshoots the week of the Daytona race?
We got Ann sitting here.
All right.
And we're going to have to talk back and forth, see if we can get money on that.
So, with 5 races to go, and with Kurt Busch winning last week, the top 16 in points have dramatically separated themselves from 17 on down. So if you're Chris Buescher in 17th right now, or if you are Matt DiBenedetto in 18th, or anybody, Ross Chastain, Bubba Wallace, you've got to win.
Yeah.
I don't think you're winning at New Hampshire or Michigan. Matt D maybe could win either one of those.
You know, Atlanta, which is our 550 package, which would be the same package at Michigan. You know, all the Penske cars, except for Logano, were in the top 10. So, yeah, three Penskes in the top 10. Much better run. That bodes well for Matty D. But you look, I mean, we had a couple weeks ago where there were a big gap, and you said, oh, that gap's growing, and then the gap shrunk. But at this point, the cream is sitting there. Tyler Reddick, he's got some breathing room, almost 100 points to be the last guy in.
That breathing room's only there.
If somebody doesn't win.
But then it becomes really tight between he and Austin Dillon because they're only 8 points apart. So if you're Tyler Reddick, you really want to beat your teammate every week, right?
No, right now it's going to be a battle between those guys because if somebody does sneak in there, let's say somebody sneaks in there and wins Daytona, you know, which happens all the time, that's going to bump one of those RCR teams. And how about Kevin Harvick? He's only 50 points ahead of that. So you have a bad race for Kevin. I mean, It's still not out of the realm of possibility. And I know I've harped all year about getting 16, 17 winners.
Not happening.
I might be giving up the ghost on that a little bit.
I was going to say, you're going to have five completely different winners in these last five races.
Denny and Kevin who haven't won. You still got, you know, and Tyler is getting to the point where he can. But it's going to be tough now. Now I think Michael McDowell can breathe easier because I don't think we're going to get 17 winners.
No, I do not think there's much chance of that. All right. This weekend, we're heading to, they call this one the Magic Mile in Loudoun, New Hampshire.
How did they get that nickname?
You know, I'm not really sure. I know that, you know, Dover had the monster. Dover had the monster mile, and so I think they had to come up with something. And I really don't know. Maybe it was when one of the previous GMs was there.
And what's up with the 301?
Okay, I can tell you the story behind the 301.
Okay, I mean, I'm interested because you had a 400. You made fun of a track a couple weeks ago having K.
And we're getting ready.
And you used to run K races.
Getting ready to have a 302 in the Xfinity series in the fall.
See,
by the way,
I
can tell you why they got to 301.
301.
So the races at New Hampshire were always 300 miles.
Okay.
And several years ago, I'm going to say it was about 8 or 9 years ago, there was a company called Lennox, L-E-N-N-O-X, yeah, that sponsored the race. Well, Lennox's corporate motto is "We go the extra mile." So they wanted to make it the 301 to put the extra mile into the Lennox 300, and it became the Lennox 301. So even though Lennox has gone away and the Foxwood Resorts Casino is coming in, we still keep the 301.
Okay,
so see, learn something new every day.
There you go, 301. It's kind of like the 499 from Talladega.
Yes, and like I said, we're going to run an ALSCO 302 in the Xfinity race this year. Do you want to know why we're going to do that? Because the spring race was the ALSCO 300, and they want to differentiate and not have the same name on both races. And when you run one other extra lap, it's a mile and a half, so we rounded it up to two. Are you okay? Brendan's Georgetown brain just checked.
No, the uncanny things we go to.
Okay.
Hey, South Point 400 is 400 miles.
Exactly. Yeah. All right. Now, we're going to New Hampshire this weekend. Looking at the guys that have had success, you know, that's a who's who of the sport right now. We don't get a lot of upset winners at New Hampshire. I know Brian Vickers did win there a few years ago in somewhat of an upset win. But Kevin Harvick, the all-time leader there with four wins. Then Denny Hamlin, Kurt Busch, and Kyle Busch. And Ryan Newman with three. I don't believe he will get four. Brad Keselowski, Joey Logano each with two. You know, Kurt Busch and Kevin Harvick went into Atlanta as the active wins leader at Atlanta, and Kurt took that one over. Do you think that history plays in? I mean, like, for me, I'm drawing a line through Ryan Newman.
Well, no, but
they just haven't been very good.
No, but here, look at this. Don't take the win out of it. Remember, we don't always have to have the winner. But Ryan Newman, 20 top 10s in 35 starts. That to me shows me, and Ryan Newman has not always been on great teams.
One other thing about Ryan, and don't mean to cut you off, he has also almost always run that modified race at New Hampshire the day before.
By the way, if you ever want to see the greatest race that nobody ever gets to see, watch that modified race. But Hart, you know, you look at that number, that's pretty stout for a guy that doesn't run great. Now, Kyle Busch, 16 for 29, top 10. I look at that. I don't care about the win part. The win part's great. Look at those top 10 numbers. Look at Kevin Harvick with that top 5 number. You know, Kyle Busch with that top 5 number. To me, that says, hey, more often than not, even if they're not having a good day, by our standards, they're having a good day by my standards. You know, so that means that I can feel more confident if I'm going to put my money down, even though Harvick hasn't been great yet. This is one of those tracks that maybe he can just get me that top five, win a group, win a head-to-head. I got to take a look at that and keep that in the back of my mind.
Now, let's look at another sheet. How about those who are some of our top guys who have not done so well at New Hampshire?
So hot.
Martin Truex Jr., 27 starts, no wins, and only 7 top fives. Chase Elliott, only 1 career top five there. Granted, it's only 7 starts, but only 1 top five, 2 top tens. Is that a couple of guys that you kind of just say, I think I might stay away from those two guys?
Well, I mean, this is one of the 55 home tracks for Martin Truex Jr., so it's rather amusing.
Anything north of like the Virginia North Carolina line and east of the Mississippi is Martin Truex Jr.'s home track.
Inside joke, guys. Look, I look at those and there's a couple things. Alex Bowman, remember I've said I am not going against Alex Bowman or William Byron right now, no matter what their history is.
No top fives and
no top tens and 9 starts for Bowman. But those Hendrick guys, the simulation, all the stuff they got going on, that number might increase Alex Bowman's odds, which might make me want to jump
on
him.
One thing about Bowman, and maybe this is a little bit of inside baseball knowledge I have, Alex Bowman absolutely hates New Hampshire, and it is in his head.
Wow. I'm the king of that. Once it's in your head.
He has gone on record as saying that the best thing they could ever do is to blow it up.
I will use that.
Or burn it down.
I'm going to use that then.
He he's had some issues there. So although he did make a point, he said, but I hated Richmond, and we went to Richmond and ran very well. I think New Hampshire's a little bit in Alex Bowman's head.
There's one on this, the not hot list, though, that I'm going to give an asterisk to. Kyle Larson.
Yes.
50% top 10. Okay, he hasn't won, but he's 50% top 10, 40% top 5. That not hot because no wins, but...
And what's he doing for the first time this Sunday?
Right, driving for Hendrick Motorsports
at New Hampshire. Exactly, and I think that's a big difference, I think, that we see out of Kyle Larson. So I'm just going to say discount Kyle Larson at your own peril.
You know, and the Chase Elliott thing...
Well, you know, the Hendrick cars have just not been there that good lately.
They're so much better now.
They are much better now. And we only go there once a year, so we don't get the same reference. You know, it's not a place that we go to for a second time. No, yeah, I think they're probably over that by now, don't you think?
Hopefully.
Yes, one of those races did come to Las Vegas and did become the South Point 400, and we're very thankful for Brendan Gaughan and his father.
Don't bring that up.
I'm just doing everything I can to, you know, it'll keep you out of New Hampshire. All right, we'll be back on Gaughan Racing. We'll start talking about the odds to win.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with The 7 every weekday. So follow The 7 right now.
Welcome back into Gone Racing. Jeff Motley alongside Brendan Gaughan. We're talking about the Foxwoods Resorts Casino 301 at New Hampshire Motor Speedway this Sunday in Loudoun, New Hampshire. And Brendan, it's time to get to the odds to win the race. And the very first thing that jumps out at me, even though Denny Hamlin is the favorite, plus 475. That's one of the biggest favorite numbers I think that we've seen.
Since Daytona's Talladega.
Yeah, we've only got six guys in the single digits there. Martin Truex Jr. at 500, Kyle Larson at 550, Brad Keselowski and Kyle Busch at 650, and Chase Elliott at 800. Other guys, Logano 10-1, William Byron and Kevin Harvick 15, Alex Bowman with 16-1. Boy, that's a pretty good number on Alex Bowman. Ryan Blaney 18-1, Christopher Bell 20, Kurt Busch, last week's winner, at 28, Matt DiBenedetto at 40, the two Childress drivers, Dylan and Reddick at 60, Almirola and Chastain at 80. Boy, that's a big number on Denny Hamlin.
That is a big number on Denny Hamlin. And we just ran a stat that said Martin Truex Jr. not hot, right? 27 races, 7 top fives, 13 top tens. But remember how you and I always say, what have you done for me?
Well, and a lot of those were not in the Gibbs cars.
Absolutely. Let's talk about what have you done for me lately. Going back to 2016, 7th, 3rd, 5th, 4th, 6th, 3rd. He's on a 6-race top 10 streak, 4 of them being top 5s. So he's had 7 top 10 5s in his career there, 4 of them in the last 7 races.
So you're all in on Martin Truex Jr. this week?
Well, I'm just saying, we gave you the not hot stat, but, you know, what have you done for me lately? Well, he's running top 5 every week dang near at when they go to New Hampshire. So I'm not quite as cool on him as we were when we showed that stat of, hey, not hot. Well, hold on a second. Lately, he's been hot there.
All right, the all-time wins leader, all-time active wins leader at the track, who, if he's ever going to have a bounce-back week, this is a week he's got to look at it. 15-1, Kevin Harvick. Does that entice you on Kevin Harvick?
Yes. God, it's just...
Now, and we talked about Alex Bowman, how much he hates New Hampshire, but Alex Bowman's in contention every week. Now, is this track going to be in his head, or is he going to overcome that?
You know my thing about Byron and Bowman, I mean, they're both 15-16-1, and those guys have been strong every week. Kyle Larson, I mean, one week he got a hole in the nose and finished, a bad finish, but, man, Kyle Larson at 550, I mean, there's a lot of guys up there I could take for the win and make some money.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think a lot of these double digits, and we talked about Kurt Busch. He's won there 3 times, and you talk about momentum. I know, Brendan,
I love momentum. I love momentum.
So here's the – now, granted, he's out there now just piling up playoff points. So it's a little bit different. He's gotten that monkey off his back to get the win, but that's a big number at 28-1 on him. Matt DiBenedetto, who, look, if there's ever a guy that's going to be out there to prove something over these next few weeks, and 40-1 on him, and we all think, I think, that Tyler Reddick could find himself in victory lane at some point this year.
Matty D has always proven that when the chips are down for him, he can perform. So one of these, it's worth, folks, just taking Matt DiBenedetto for the next 8 weeks, 9 weeks in a row. Just put a $5 bill on him because he's going to be 40-1 just about every week, and he's going to pay off. I'm telling you, I foresee that happening. But you know the two drivers at RCR that. They're up there. It's not like they're not there every week. They're there now every week.
Well, Reddick's getting top tens. I mean, he's competing in the top 10 every week. I know that's not a win.
Not many stats there, right? He's only got one race. But in his one start there, he has a 10th place finish. So
well, we should all might look how's he done in Xfinity Series up there too. You know, I mean that's the thing. It's like not like these guys haven't raced there before. There in something. So although they do only get the one shot at it this year. All right, we'll take a look at the top threes real quick. Heavy favorite there, or low numbers, I guess, on Denny Hamlin plus 110. A lot of guys in the plus 100s. Truex 140, Larson 150, Keselowski, Kyle Busch 180, then 220 for Elliott, Logano 275, and then we get some real numbers. Plus 500s on Byron and Harvick, 525 on Bowman, Blaney 600. Man, those are Those are some pretty big numbers for top threes for some guys that I think will certainly be competing for top threes.
You know, I mean, they're good enough numbers for that. And once again, we talked about the RCR teams, 20 to 1. You talked about Matty D, 13 to 1. There are some decent numbers there for a top three, which there's value in the top three. I mean, I can see me going I can see definitely, once again, Byron, Bowman, the RCR, the Penske cars running better, and I can see picking a few top threes this week and not having a terrible shot at getting a couple of them in there.
Well, and I think that's what I kind of like are some guys that we know they're competitive every week, and those are some of the longer – I think those are some of the longer third – the top three odds that I've seen, you know.
Yeah, I mean, 500 and Bowman, they've been top five almost every week.
Yep. All right, we come back and break down the driver head-to-heads and start in the groups. Back here at Gone Racing, Jeff Motley alongside Brendan Gaughan here live from the VEASAN studios at the South Point Hotel Casino. We're talking about the Foxwood Resorts 301 at New Hampshire this weekend. Moving into the driver head-to-heads, nothing that really is just huge. We don't have a big number on anybody. I mean, maybe a plus 120 of Christopher Bell against William Byron is about the biggest number that we've got out there for somebody to be on the underdog side. But Brendan, you looked over this and you've got one that you just like because it's a cute matchup.
You got Kyle and Kyle Show right in the middle. They're standard juice minus 110 on each side, head to head against them. Two of the hottest guys around right now, right? I mean, Kyle Busch didn't win last week, but super hot. Been super hot lately. And Kyle Larson, who, of course, has been super hot lately. So, I mean, I think it's a fun number. But there's one thing, Jeff, about that head-to-head. What has been my theory on Kyle Busch the last half of this season?
Well, you're about whether he gets either a practice session in or he runs an Xfinity race or a truck race.
So
he's getting none of the above.
If he hits the racetrack before Sunday, I've been all over Kyle. And we've been making money because if you bet Kyle that way, it's been good. This is the first week in a while that Kyle doesn't have that to fall back on. So we'll see if the theory holds true or if he's able to come out of that slump of no practice. But I do like the Kyle Larson, Kyle Busch show right in the middle, minus 110s.
Well, I like the fact that Kyle Busch has got some confidence going. He's got some momentum going right now. I think,
and he's a plus 105 against Brad Kay.
And I think he feels better by the way his car's running. Now, I think there's probably one up there that I'm just kind of, my eyes kind of went, Kevin Harvick, the four-time winner, is plus 105 against William Byron's minus 125.
What have you done for me lately?
Yeah, but I mean, at New Hampshire, I'm not sure William Byron has done much for me lately either. And Byron really struggled at Atlanta last week, or so did Kevin.
What have I told you about the stats on Byron and Bowman?
Well, I understand that. I'm just saying that number, when we make our picks in the next segment, I'm not picking Kevin Harvick to beat William Byron. I'm just saying the number itself just kind of was kind like. Look,
if this has been any other year where Kevin Harvick has won a race and run, you know, what we think of Kevin Harvick, that would absolutely be a flip-flop number. Right now, Byron is running better than Harvick, so Harvick's the dog. You want what you think is an easy plus 105? Put your money on Harvick.
Well, and now the guy out there who seems to be showing up in almost all of these, at least he's in half of them, is Brad Keselowski. He's an underdog at 105 to Truex, Hamlin, and he's underdog to both of them. He's a favorite at minus 125 to Kyle Larson. Kyle Larson is getting a plus number on Brad Keselowski, plus 105. And then he is a minus 125 against Larson, against Kyle Busch, against Chase Elliott, and against Joey Logano.
Hey,
I would argue both of the Kyles should be ahead of Keselowski.
Who won the last race at New Hampshire Motor Speedway?
And I'm telling you, Brad just has not run that well this year.
But the Penske's ran better last week.
They did run better last week, and this has got to be a little bit of looking at last year's race, and we don't have any other data points there because we only run there once a year. That's all I can think.
I mean, I see where you're going with it, but Brad did win the last race there. Now, what have you done for me lately?
Exactly. Now you're going the other way, right?
Kyle Larson, 105. You like that? You think that's a gimme number? There's an easy 105. Take it on Kyle Larson. Take the easy 105 on Kevin Harvick and see how it plays out. I want you to pick those two.
I'm telling you, the only reason I'm not is because I'm going bigger. I'm going for bigger numbers. I got to pad my lead. We'll talk about that in the next segment.
I don't want to talk about that.
All right, let's.
I can't pick those.
Let's get started on the groups right now. Now, Group A. Now I look at Group A. Kyle Busch is +315. Now we'll run through them. Truex and Hamlin, the favorites at +250. Keselowski's +280, only on the strength of winning the last race there. Kyle Busch +315. Now he has clearly been the best Gibbs car over the last 2 months of the season.
But
he doesn't have an Xfinity race, a truck race, or practice. I still say you get Kyle Busch at +315, that is a really, really hard number to pass up. Look, I think he's running better than both of his teammates there, and I just don't know that Keselowski's done anything to get me too excited. And let's face it, how's that team going to react knowing that he's not going to be their driver anymore?
But they've known that for the last...
Yeah, but now it's out there.
It doesn't matter. They've known it the last 2 months. The question I have with Brad, he's not going to be in the strategy meetings anymore. He's not going to be in all the debriefs anymore. So to me, that's where I worry on Brad. Not so much the team knows. The team's known. He's not going to be in those meetings anymore. So he's not going to be given all the information.
But why would now with the new car coming next year? Why would you cut him out of the meetings? Because it's not like he's getting any information. That's a good point.
But that's not the way the team's going to run it.
Yeah, probably. I mean, right.
But that you make a very valid point there.
All right, let's look at Group B.
Give you kudo for the point.
And you know how excited I am to look at Group B and see I get Kyle Larson in a Group B. Look, he didn't have a good week at Atlanta last week, but he's won everything else, and he finished second at Pocono in a race where he had to come from the rear, and he dominated the race the day before. I mean, Kyle Larson's had one bad race where he's just run poorly, if you want to call running poorly last week, but he had a fourth and a sixth in the first two stages. So Kyle Larson and Chase Elliott, the co-favorites at +240, Joey Logano +250, and a really, really big number, +395 on William Byron. But, man, Kyle Larson in a Group B?
He finished second there twice, too, at Ganassi. Last time they had two races, he was second both races. I mean, that bodes very well. But, man, that 395 on William Byron is so high.
But so was that 315 on Kyle Busch in Group A, and you seem to poo-poo
395.
That one. 395.
This is even bigger.
I know, but I'm just telling you, I don't see any justification for being able to believe that William Byron's going to run better than Kyle Larson. And Byron's in one of those situations where, because he runs so poorly last week at Atlanta, he's going to be starting back probably around 11, 12, 13. Well, that's true. Kyle Larson's going to start back there a little bit too. But his point standing will help him have a little bit better position, true, I think, than Byron. So, I don't know. I just like the fact that I can look up there and I can see Kyle Larson in a Group B. You give me Kyle Larson in Group B, I'm taking Kyle Larson.
All right.
I think I'm giving a little foreshadowing to what my one of my picks is going to be. All right, we'll take a look at Group C before we go to break. Group C, Kevin Harvick and Ryan Blaney, the two co-favorites at +265. Christopher Bell at +275 and Alex Bowman at +280. Boy, I feel like that Bowman's the guy that's been the hotter of those four drivers lately, but Harvick obviously has a great track record there. I can kind of understand why that's such a close group.
It's a tough one, too. I mean, but if you see, and Seabell has been running better lately, so you can't just discount him completely. Penske's last week had a great run with Blaney, of course, being top five. So that group is even tougher now than it was, even though I'm so high on Byron and Bowman. That might be the toughest group to me. The toughest so far, that has been the toughest group to handicap.
Well, and let's not also forget Ryan Blaney got a top five last week in Atlanta. Kind of went unnoticed. So, but I really like Alex Bowman there being a long shot in that. Okay, we come back. We're going to finish up the group matchups. We're also going to talk about the chances for a manufacturer to win. We'll talk about our picks. We'll be right back. watch any part of today's show or any past show, check us out at VSiN.com/subscribe. There are many ways for you to watch us. We're available on Fubo, Sling. We've partnered with iHeartMedia, and you also can access VSiN on your Alexa devices. For all the ways to watch and listen, go to VSiN.com/subscribe today. Jeff Motley, Brendan Gaughan, wrapping up our show this week from, we're from the VSiN studios at the South Point Hotel, but we're talking about the race this weekend at New Hampshire Motor Speedway, and we're in the middle of our group matchup breakdown. And moving on to Group D, we've got the two Childress cars, the co-favorites, Austin Dillon, Tyler Reddick, both at 265, Eric Almirola plus 270, and Ross Chastain at plus 285. One guy's been hotter than the other three in that group.
It's a tight group right there, not a big spread. Tyler Reddick, I would say, has been the hotter of all the drivers in that. But Ross Chastain is one of those where he's been riding that roller coaster. Some weeks he's up, so like last week he was down, but then he's... You don't know where on that roller coaster he's going to end up. Does the noticeably absent for us, Kurt Busch not in a group, but does that rising tide float both ships? You know, that could be. But Tyler Reddick to me has just been a hair better than Austin all year, and I like Tyler in that group.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one. Looking at Group E, Daniel Suarez comes in as a co-favorite with Bubba Wallace at plus 250. Chris Buescher is plus 280, and Cole Custer, the long shot, at plus 315. Now, Brennan, one thing, you know, I've been a lot this year on Chris Buescher, and I've won some groups with Chris Buescher. Suddenly, the last 4 or 5 weeks, right after he got his contract extension, I'm not sure what's going on over there.
Well, and you know, that happens to in all sports. You see that happen sometimes. To me, Daniel Suarez coming off of two of his worst runs of the season. Broke a transmission again at Road America and got wrecked at lap 10.
Crash.
There. But every week, Daniel Suarez, to me, has been a top 15, top 10. You know, borderline top 10, but easy top 15 team. If you tell me who consistently has been there in that group, only one guy. I think that, to me, is an easy choice. I like the favorite. I like Daniel Suarez.
All right, let's look at Group F. Our favorite in Group F is Ricky Stenhouse Jr., plus 260. A guy we talked about a little earlier in the show who's been running better of late, Chase Briscoe, coming in at a plus 270. Ryan Newman, we talked about the success he's had at New Hampshire Motor Speedway. He's been very good there, plus 275. And Eric Jones, who's having a really rough year for a guy that's that we really like, is a plus 280. Boy, I don't really know where to go with this. There's a part of me that says Newman knows the track, that Briscoe's got some momentum, and Stenhouse has been okay every week.
I mentioned earlier that stat for Newman makes you think very highly of him in a group matchup. He's in Group F. I mean, if there's a group that stat should play to, it's Group F. I can look at Eric Jones, and I think you've done this to me about four times this year when I've pulled up Eric Jones' stats. And said, hey, you know, Eric, this is Eric Jones. He's got a third place finish here, a sixth place finish here in two of his runs. I mean, Eric Jones, that was Joe Gibbs equipment, though. And the Petty equipment has not done justice for him at the places that he was even better. Darlington, I think, is the one that I got busted on really bad.
Which I've been surprised Jones hasn't been better, because we know that they're getting the engines from Childress.
But it's on Childress's campus.
And I thought Bubba ran the car better last year than Eric has run this year. So I don't know what's changed over there.
And Daniel Suarez has been running so well with Trackhouse in the Childress.
And we know what Dillon and Reddick have been doing. So I'm that one's a little perplexing.
That's the one to me that has been the most. If I look at this, I'm going to say, okay, Ricky Stenhouse Jr. has had some weeks where he's almost won races. I mean, we've had Ricky a couple times this year and went, oh, my God. But Ryan Newman, that stat we showed earlier, he has been over 50% of the time in the top 10.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notified, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I bet you're smart.
Yeah, and you like to hold your own in the group chat.
We can help you drop even more knowledge. My name is Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Izadi. We host a daily news podcast called Post Reports.
Every weekday afternoon, Post Reports takes you inside an important and interesting story with the kind of reporting that you can only get from The Washington Post.
You can listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. Go find it now and hit follow.
Even though, granted,
he's not in a Penske car.
But
like
he doesn't
was
need a top 10.
Yet,
he just needs to beat
those three guys.
So I'm high on Ryan Newman in Group F.
All right, and our last wager we like to talk about each week, our odds for the teams. Newsflash, Hendrick Motorsports is not the favorite. In fact, Joe Gibbs, a -110. I would not touch that with a 10-foot pole.
Wow.
Joe Gibbs, -110 with their quartet of cars. Hendrick Motorsports quartet of cars coming in at +155. Team Penske at +260. Then we drop off into double digits. Stuart Haas, 11-1. Ganassi, the same as last week, 20-1. Childress at 30-1. The Wood Brothers at 40-1. And then long shots, JTG Doherty, Roush Fenway at 90, and Trackhouse with Daniel Suarez
at 100-1. I like that DraftKings has dumped the field because the field wasn't gaining anything, but you've broke out Trackhouse Racing into that because they seem to be the next group. And that's why we talk about them so much. Trackhouse Racing is coming. Now, do I think he's going to win the race this week? No. But I like they dumped the field because really the field, Trackhouse Racing, was really the last one that might be winning there. 100-1, enticing, but I don't think I'm going to.
Okay, Brendan, it's that time of the show. We get to talk a little bit about
Let's talk about how we're betting this week.
We will get to that a little bit later. Pit crew was...
I have technical difficulties. I think they're...
I'm being interrupted on purpose.
Buttons back there are struggling to be pushed. They can't find the graphic of... No.
Okay, folks.
Doesn't this thing have my name on it, at least? I mean, it says Gone Racing. I mean, it's not spelled right.
But it's not spelled with a bunch of A's and U's either.
By a vowel.
All right. The pit crew had a really good week last week. Got winners with Kyle Busch getting a top three. They really, really kind of lucked out on the two of us by getting Truex in Group B since he passed Bowman on the last lap to win Group B.
That hurt.
Also got a win out of Matt DiBenedetto in Group E. I came in second last week. My two winners, I also had Matt D winning in Group E, and Tyler Reddick, who I have been on a lot this year, winning in Group D. Wes Reynolds, who pinch hit for Brendan.
Picking the winner, Kurt Busch.
He picked him in Group C. Pick him to win the race, but he did pick Kurt in Group C, which he was the only non-favorite to win a group of +355. His problem was he took Larson for a top three at -155. That was
that hurt him.
That hurt him.
Put a little extra coin out there.
He did have Bowman over Keselowski. And Brendan, you had a rough week, but I mean, look, you lost Bowman on the last lap. Byron, he was just out to lunch. Yeah. He just did not have it going on. And Chase Elliott, look, he had to go to the rear of the field. He fought his way all the way back to seventh, but
Larson got a hole in his nose.
Larson got a hole in his nose.
See, here's my problem. I did this all the way from Ireland, and I did not look and see how heavy I was on Hendrick. I never go heavy on one organization that bad. I should have taken more time. I will take the blame. My fault. Oh, no. Please don't show this one.
And the season standings right now.
I was in the lead. I started the season with a huge lead. I have been as cold can be.
You're kind of like Kyle Larson at Pocono. Thought you had it won. Could see the checkered flag.
That's why we go to the end of the season.
I'm apologizing to Kyle Larson.
It's
not
a long
you, by the way.
Season.
It is, and look, you could end up getting a one. And look, if you pick Kurt Busch to win at Atlanta last week, you'd be in the lead right now.
See?
So anyway, the standings right now, I'm at 8.7.
The pit crew
is at 3.7, and Brendan is below the Mendoza line. Actually, what is the Mendoza line is like 200, so you're below like sea level, I think. I mean, I don't even know what -14.65 is. Okay, well, I got to stop laughing, and we got to get.
You know.
I've got it.
Let's just make our damn picks.
I've got it coming. Okay. And guess what? You get to go first.
No, all right. So I'm trying to fight off the Mendoza line. Thank you. I am not going to go for a long shot to win because that's not how you get back in the game. You get back in the game by chipping away, chipping a chair. So I am going to go with two top threes. They're big numbers in top threes, though. But Kevin Harvick at plus 500, I like those numbers on him. That's a huge top three number. And William Byron at plus 500. I think they're both strong enough. I think they both can. But I can hedge that bet in the group matchups by taking Kyle Larson to win Group B. So I get 500 on him to get a top three, but I also get Kyle Larson to win. I could win both of those and have a great week. I'm just saying. Then I'm going to go Tyler Reddick and Group D, and I'm going Daniel Suarez, the favorite, in Group E. Those are my picks today.
All righty. Well, there's a couple that you and I are going to overlap on. You will not be able to gain on.
That's okay. Listen, I don't need to gain right now. I just need to get positive.
I rarely ever take a race winner. I'm taking a race winner this week.
Go for it.
I'm going Kyle Busch to win the race. Plus 650. I love how
not
big.
Not buying
that,
into my theory.
I'm not. I love that big number. I'm going a top three. I just love the plus 525 number on Alex Bowman. I know he hates New Hampshire, but I'm going to kind of think that he's going to get his mind right around New Hampshire. And the rest of my picks, I'm going in the groups. I'm going to ride my Kyle Busch bandwagon in Group A. That plus 315 is just too enticing to pass up. And then I'm in agreement with you in both Group B on Kyle Larson and in Group D on Tyler Reddick. And I do have the pit crew picks here. The pit crew.
Been in fuego lately. Been in fuego.
Pit crew looking at, they obviously did not listen to anything I had to say about Kevin Harvick. They're taking Kyle Larson for a top three, Kevin Harvick for a top three. It's plus 500. They've got Denny Hamlin winning Group A, Kevin Harvick winning Group C, and they agree with us. All three of us have Tyler Reddick winning in
Group D. That's the kiss of death right there.
So, yeah, that's the kiss of death. Tyler Reddick will blow an engine on lap 10. So I feel
Everybody agrees on Tyler.
I feel so bad for Tyler Reddick right now because we've completely put the whammy on him. So, okay, Brandon, we got about a minute to go. You've raced at New Hampshire. What can people expect from a race at New Hampshire this weekend?
I know a lot of the fans think New Hampshire can kind of be a boring sort of race because it's just not a lot of speed, not a lot of things. But as a driver, one of the toughest places to drive, and that's why we like it. It puts it in my hands. The bump going into turn three, you hit the brakes right where you hit that splitter on there, really unsettles the car. I know they're going to have PJ1, whatever you call your fancy stuff, down to try to give more grip down on the bottom. I love what they do there. They put it on the bottom, Jeff, and the top, and they leave the middle natural.
Well, I guess somebody's come up with the idea to think that that's the way to do it.
Listen, I'm not going to talk about your guy Swift and what you're doing at Atlanta. But, you know.
Well, and New Hampshire is really kind of like Martinsville double. It's two long straightaways and two, I don't want to call
them tough place.
Turns,
a fun place to race, tough place, and, of course, great people up there. Get a lobster while you're there.
All right, well, we'll only have four races left in the regular season when this is over. We get the two-week Olympic break after this. We'll be back next week to break down New Hampshire on Gone Racing.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.